السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام والقرآن يشفيان العبد يوم القيامة. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير النذير هاشمي مكرمي، عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد، لسيد الدروس الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah تبارک و تعالی، our creator, sustainer, protector, nourisher, master of the worlds. درود and سلام، peace and salutations descend upon نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is the grace and mercy of Allah تبارک و تعالی that Allah Pak has made us Muslims. May Allah keep us with Iman, die with Iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have Iman. I wish to discuss about 5 points, inshallah, in the little while that we have. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us such a beautiful season. The first part of this Ramadanul Mubarak, awwaluhu rahmatun, wa awsatuhu maghfiratun, wa akhiruhu itqun minan nar. Alhamdulillah, we have completed the first 2 parts. The mercy of Allah from the night when the hilal was sighted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered us with so many bounties and favors. The entire ummah throughout the globe is keeping fast at one time. Somebody is performing Salatul Taraweeh. Somebody is engaged in Tahajjud. Somewhere the Adhan is being called. The name of Allah is being taken. This is the Qudrat and power of Allah. Qiyamat will not come until the last person say Allah, Allah, Allah. And from every part of the world, the Qiyamat will come when Allah's name is not taken. So we say shukr to Alhamdulillah that Allah Pak has given us this wealth of Iman. 5 points that I wish to discuss briefly: something about Quran and fasting. The two is the night of Qadr that we already had one first night. The third part is 10 qualities that a person should achieve during Ramadan. The fourth point is something about charity. And the last one is about just a point about our present dawah, inshallah. The first part, Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam was given so many favors, so many mu'ajizat, miracles, and so many were only for that selected time. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose the Qur'an-i Majeed. Khairul kalami kalamullah. The best of speeches is the speech of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to reveal in the month of Ramadan, where he testified And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat number 184, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Allah chose this Mubarak month in which we are to reveal the Qur'an. What is this Qur'an? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ, guidance for mankind, not only the Muslim, guidance for mankind, humanity till the day of Qiyamah. And it is a furqan, a criterion, such a distinction between haq and batil, right and wrong, truth and falsehood. Brothers, something about the Qur'an al-Kareem I will tell you, but look at the hadith cited also. Al-Qur'anu, as-siyamu, wal-Qur'anu, yashfiyani al-abdu yawm al-qiyamah. It is the fasting and this Qur'an that will intercede on our behalf, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah. Everybody performing salah, one can see. Somebody going for umrah, you can see he's adorned his ihram. Somebody going for hajj, he greets you, you can see he's departing at the airport. Somebody giving charity, you can see. Somebody doing qurbani, you can see. Somebody doing some other amal, you can see, making dhikr. Doing some amal, i'tikaf, you can see. But a fasting person, you cannot see. Only Allah sees. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzibi wa ana udzabi. Fasting is for me, and I will give the reward, or I am the reward. If you got Allah on your side, you have got everything. Look at the favors of Allah, fasting and Quran together. This month became compulsory fast in the second year of Hijrah. Badr took place in the second year of Hijrah as well, the jihad. There's not only sleeping in Ramadan, it's not only adjustment, it's qurbani. Jitni qurbani, utni Allah ki meherbani. When sacrifice is made, Allah's favors come upon the ummah. Sahaba made sacrifice. Keeping in mind the first part, Siyam and Quran. Look at this Quran. And Ustad asked the learner, name me 5 surahs. Becoming a hafiz, he named the first few. Suratul Fatiha, Suratul Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, Surah Nisa. He continued like that. Then he says, name all the cricket players in India. He named all the cricket players in India, including the captain. They even knew some of their wives. But when he said, count me the 114 surahs in the Quran, not one. Count me 10 sahaba's name, not one. Count me something about the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not one. How distant are we, brothers? Daily we should be holding the Quran, the life syllabus of every Muslim throughout the world. In fact, when we work with the Department of Correctional Services in the prison, we have made it compulsory. The life syllabus is 4. 1, salah daily in the prison. Every Muslim outside can also perform this salah wherever you are. Make it a niyat, inshallah. And in Ramadan, we are performing salat, especially the males with jama'ah. We do it also after the month of Ramadan, inshallah. 2, Quran tilawat daily. Every morning and evening, begin the day with Quran. End the day with Quran. Sahaba gave their life. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his life for the Quran to come down. Allah revealed it on one night, the night of Qadr, from Baytul Hifaza, Lawf Sayyulawf Mahfuz, to the Baytul Izzah, when he said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil Qadr. The ulama will explain this when they are doing their talks. Also understand this, 23 years, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down when the ayat was required, when a surah was required, when questions were asked by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and wahi was not easy. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was resting on my lap. Suddenly I felt pressure. I felt heavy as if my thighs are going to broke open. And I felt pain. Oh Nabi of Allah, what is the matter? Nabi of Allah was reciting ayats of the Quran. And he said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam visited our home. It was so challenging when wahi should not come. 40 days Jibreel alayhi salam did not visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nabi of Allah was crying. People used to tease Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It is said about 40,000 times Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with this 23 years, one Quran and Majid that was revealed for this ummah and humanity's guidance upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We hold the Quran. Did we ever ponder? It is mentioned 30 juz. 30 siparas from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a constitution and manual of life given to humanity. O Muslims, we owe it to the Quran. We owe it to Allah that we read the Quran, understand the Quran, implement the injunctions of the Quran, impart the Quran, teach the Quran, and also show the akhlaq of the Quran, especially to the non-Muslims. Say inshallah. What is this Quran? 30 juz of the Quran. It is 7 manzils of the Quran. 114 surahs of the Quran. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in for our facilitation 540 rukus in the Quran. Then 77,439 words in the Quran. 323,671 huruf. Letter of the Quran. Letters in the Quran. You recite one letter out of Ramadan, you're getting 10 sawab. You recite it in Ramadan, you multiplied 7 million. Whatever Allah want to give you as 7 is just shown as a denomination by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Quran upon Quran. We salute the Huffaz, the ambassadors of the Quran, but not only in Ramadan, but out of Ramadan as well. Inshallah, as of today, I will make khatam upon khatam. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi has said that there are rites of the Quran, at least 2 khatam of the Quran in a year, 1 in Ramadan, 1 out of Ramadan. Imam Abu Hanifa himself, sitting in Baghdad Azamiyah, 61 Quran in 1 Ramadan. Subhanallah. Recently, Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Mawlana Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, who came to South Africa in 1981, 60 Quran khatam he made in Ramadan. He requested his muridin, mutalliqin, khulafa to make Quran khatam. What is the ta'alluq with the Quran? Hazrat Sayyid Suleiman Nadvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the father of Professor Salman Nadvi sahab damar barakatuhum, he said, I didn't have an understanding of the Quran. I was a weak Muslim, but when I put my hands in the hands and I saw the Mubarak face of Hazrat Sheikh Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, kya asar tha unke bayan mein, what speech it gave and what effect it had on the heart, from the heart of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, just the gaze on Sayyid Suleiman Nadvi, and it is said that goya ke aaj Quran nazil hua. The way he spoke verses of the Quran, tafsir of the Quran, that today I've understood Quran, all the evil and the filth of my heart came out as if the Quran was recited only for me today. Subhanallah, brothers, how much of Quran we are reading in our homes. The dollar price goes up, all the men get excited. The oil price goes up, all the women get excited. What about daily Quran? How many times I said it from this minbar, Asman ki zinat sitaro se hai, zameen ki zinat Allah walo se hai, the beauty of the skies is in the twinkling stars, the beauty of the earth is keeping the company of the mashayikh. Allah Pak give long life, good health to our ulama. We think about Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor, with his barakat, Allah forgive us as well. From this musalla, how much he cried, how much of tilawat he made, how much of du'as he made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the darajat with bulandi in Jannatul Firdaus. And if we try to emulate, inshallah, we're going to be in the company on the day of Qiyamah and in Jannat, inshallah. So we make it a habit of daily recitation. Masjid ki zinat musalliyo se hai, na ke musalla se hai. The beauty of masjid is not in the acorns and the beautiful green carpets and red carpets. It is filling the masjid in the time of Ramadan, Jumu'ah, after Ramadan also. Agar hum Allah ke ghar ko abad rakhenge, Allah hamare ghar ko abad rakhenge. Look at those countries, Palestine, Burma, Syria, whichever country, where they left the amal of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the masjid, Allah is giving them test. A masjid has been burnt. Our house get burnt. Something happens in our shop, in our business. Somebody fails an examination. We get mad about our children. We get worried. We want to hit them. We want to shout them. But when a masjid is burnt, when a Quran is burnt, how does it affect the iman of a Muslim? Sister Afia Siddiqui in the prison of America, they threw the Quran on the floor. She was crying. She said, leave the book of Allah. Allah, she started reciting Quran. One Quran khatam a day. She has beautiful beautiful dreams of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is standing up as an ambassador of the Quran. Not only donating a Quran, living the injunction of the Quran. Say inshallah, we're going to make it a rule at home. One Yasin Sharif, some Sipara, some quarter of the Quran inshallah. We are now exporting Huffaz to the world, brothers. In one time we used to import the Huffaz. Now we are exporting Huffaz. But we must have quality Huffaz that on the day of Qiyamah, these Huffaz will be told, Charta Ja or Parta Ja, 6,236 ayats. Oh Hafiz, you start reciting and climbing the stairs. Your abode will be there in Jannah when you stand upon the Quran. Subhanallah. May Allah make the Huffaz ambassadors of the Quran. This was the first part. The fasting itself, brothers, the second part. It is such an important ibadat. We are now 21 days into fasting. It is spiritual training, physical training, mental training. But what about this thing of obedience that Allah is teaching us in this fasting, that you are ready to become one of the 10 qualities which I'm going to mention just now. Al-Khashi'een, Al-Qanitin, that Allah is saying, where are my obedient servants? Allah is going to look for us. Allah says, 11 months I beautify Jannat just for the Sa'imeen. I got one door in Jannat, Babur Rayyan, only for those who are fasting. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be a Dastar Khan, where there will be the shade of the Arsh of Allah. And they say, where are the Sa'imun and the Sa'imat? Allah is giving us so much. Allah, to make it easy, has chained the shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment I'm beautifying Jannat. Every day I'm taking out people from Jahannam and putting them into Jannat. On the last night, the multifold amount for the entire month. And not only that, Allah says for the fasting person, Dua'atum mustajab, du'as are answered anytime. If he's sleeping, he's getting sawab. If he's reclining, he's getting sawab. He's driving, he's getting sawab. And even his ibadat is such that when he's making dua before iftari, Allah says that I tell those holding the arsh to leave their duty, go and say dua'i maghfirat and ameen to those who are fasting. Now coming to the night of Qadr, Allah sends Jibra'il every day, brothers, to the earth. Not only would wahi, now he doesn't send wahi, but he says that I specially come down. Allah sends him, hadith Qudsi, with a big group of malaika, looking for those people in their homes, in the masajid, in different corners of the world, saluting them, kissing them, looking for those engaged in ibadah. We want the salams of Jibra'il. We want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we cannot sit for sunnat i'tikaf now, sit for nafil i'tikaf. Allah reward our brothers that are sitting in the community at least and moving the bala away. No sin for 10 nights. No other activity but in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give them jazai khair. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnat from the time of him till now, till Qiyamah, inshallah, the sunnat will be zinda and alive. Well, people will make i'tikaf. When dark clouds are over a community, the akabirin tell us, go and make nafil i'tikaf. Take the draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we, the youth, those are working class, take the weekends, make maximum benefit, spend a few hours, one night in the path of Allah, you'll see a change in your home, inshallah. Now coming to a very, very important part where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires that a person, but before I get to that, let me give you a story. Two stories inshallah. It was Madinatul Munawwara, Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam fasting, Sahaba fasting, Azwaj Mutahharat fasting, 3 consecutive days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam opening his fast only with the water of Zamzam. In Tafsir Baydawi, Mazhari, this is under a particular ayat. I'm going to quote the ayat just now, but listen to the story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, now is summer, 45, 50, 50 some odd degrees, the temperatures go. Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nothing to eat. How much shukr we should make to Allah for the delicacies, for the favors, for everything, especially during iftari, after taraweeh, at sehri, so much. Look at the ummah. Chewing leaves in Afghanistan, having sacrifices in different parts of the world. Think about them. That is why when one feeds a fasting person, he gets the sawab equivalent to the person who kept the fast. If you give one date, you get the sawab in goal of Mount Uhud in Madinatul Munawwara. You give a fasting person a glass of water sitting next to you, or nearby, a glass of water. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, on the day of Qiyamah, I will give Hawza Kawthar inshallah. And if you give a fasting person a glass of milk to open his fast, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Jannat I've got sharab and tahura in store for you. Subhanallah. Make in your niyat, inshallah, if you haven't done it, from today, somebody I will contribute towards his opening his fast, inshallah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is said 3 days fasting, he inquires from Sayyidina Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, as-sayyidatun nisai ahli jannah, leaderess of the woman of jannah, inquires from the, is there anything to eat? No, Abu, no, my father, nothing to eat. He called Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu tanhu, can you go and work maybe, earn something, come. Oh, Nabi of Allah, I'm trying. There's no work even, scorching heat, what can I do? Sacrifice in the household of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, brothers. Kurbani, jitni kurbani, itni Allah ki meherbani. Nabi of Allah receives one day after Asr, 5 pieces of bread. Small pieces of bread. Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tears rolling down, says, call Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu seated in the Masjid Nabawi, in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take these pieces of bread, go home, make your iftari, come back for Maghrib Salah. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, with tears, grabs it, holds it closely, holds it on his head, comes to the household, knocks at the door of Sayyidina Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and says, your beloved father, Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, has sent this for our iftari. And they engage themselves in dua. Shukr to Allah that after 3 days in the household, at least a piece of bread has come. One piece was played on the dastarkhan in front of everybody. A knock on the door, few minutes before Salatul Maghrib Azan, and a knock on the door, it is said, wa amma sa'ila fala tanhar. Give something in the name of Allah. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu opens the door. He says, who is this beggar? He says, give me something for I have nothing to open my fast. He takes his piece of bread and he gives it to this beggar, and the beggar, he closes the door. He knocks again. He says, perhaps you may have another piece. I have another piece need for somebody else in the family. Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala says, oh Ali, you want to go into Jannat alone. Take me with you. Give my piece. My piece of the bread. She gets up, gives it to Sayyidina Ali. He gives it to the beggar. Then the masoom hands of Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma. They were small children, it is written in a riwayat, not even 5 years old, holding the piece of bread, crying in the court of Allah, oh my father and mother, don't leave us alone in this world. Take us with you into Jannat. Give our piece away. Hazrat Ali holds their hand and says, get up and give it with your own hands. He gives the 2 pieces away, 4 pieces given. The Khadima seated there says, oh, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of you on the path of Jannat, how can you leave me? 5 pieces were given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me give my piece also to this beggar. Subhanallah. Iftari time came, they opened their fast with the water of Zamzam. Azan was given. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the salah. After the salah, he called Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Did you enjoy the piece of bread? Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has no answer. Tears coming down. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes down. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Give something for the sake of Allah to the poor, the needy and the destitute, and also the captives, the prisoners. May Allah give us the opportunity of charity, inshallah. The time is almost up, but I want to speak to you. There was a brother that passed away in the prison. We must never be judgmental about anybody. It comes in a hadith, At-Ta'ibu Habibullah. His name was Habibullah. The one who makes tawbah becomes the beloved of Allah. There are 3-4 apparent signs which I want to say we identify. Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadvi went to England. He told the youth, Be ambassadors of Islam. Keep your attire of Islam outside the masjid more important than inside your masjid, your topi, your kurta. So in Ramadan, we're making amal. Our sisters with hijab and burqa, the same thing we are saying. Keep your topi on. This brother, when we went to identify this body in the prison, had his topi on. He had his tasbih around his neck, miswak in the pocket, and his Quran was on the 10 juz, which he started in the beginning of Ramadan, brothers. He kept fast for 3 days. The last 2 days he could not fast because he was sick. At-ta'ibu Habibullah. Allah may have accepted his tawbah, and he became the beloved of Allah in Ramadan. Whoever passes away in Ramadan, glad tidings of Jannat for that person, subhanallah. The last few moments I have, I want to conclude 10 qualities written in the tafsir that if one adorns inshallah in Ramadan, out of Ramadan his life will become comfortable. The mashayikh say this, that enjoying good company, be in good sohbat in the month of Ramadan, then the balance of Ramadan and out of Ramadan, you will be guided. Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was born in the month of Ramadan. No food. It is said he used to drink his mother's milk as a baby at Subah Sadiq, like how he makes sari. And only after iftar, when his mother used to read Maghrib, he used to have his iftari at that time. From a baby, a household like this, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why can't we make qurbani? Allah is saying in one ayat in the 22nd juz, the ayat is very long, but I'll summarize it in Suratul Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayat number 25 is saying, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُم مَّغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. This is the gist of this ayat. 10 qualities if we have, alhamdulillah, we born in a Muslim home, say alhamdulillah. Allah Pak keep us with iman. The second quality, we have a good Muslim name, we have a Muslim home, we should strengthen our iman. This is the month of rejuvenation of iman. We say al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat, also the males and the females is counted. Wal-qaniteen wal-qanitat, become obedient servants of Allah. This Ramadan, this Quran tilawat, this i'tikaf, this searching the nights of Laylatul Qadr, teach us this obedience of Allah in Ramadan. This is la'allakum tattaqoon. When you sit in the company of the salihin, you become salih, insha'Allah. So when you are in a good environment, conducive time, conducive season, rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shayateen a chain, then oh Muslim, why don't become the obedient servant of Allah? Then wal khashi'een wal khashi'at, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who humble themselves, those who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they adopt the quality of humility and taqwa. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as-sabirin wa as-sabirat, oh those who kept away from food, drink and carnal desires for so many hours. We are 12 hours only. Look at our brothers, 17, 18, 20 hours they are keeping the fast. Was-sabirin wa as-sabirat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that what about those wasa'imeen wasa'imat, those who are fasting? Allah is addressing us, males and females. Then Allah is subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, what the truthful ones, the sadiqeen and the sadiqat, wal mutasaddiqeen, the charitable ones. I spoke here about charity. Wal mutasaddiqeen wal mutasaddiqat, wal hafizeen furujahum, those who guard their chastity, males and females. Wal dhakireen, Allah make us amongst those who uphold zikr of Allah morning and evening. Every moment we're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, when you have these 10 qualities, inshallah, a'addallahu lahum maghfira, glad tidings from Allah, I am going to forgive you openly when you adopt these 10 qualities. Wa'addallahum ajran azima, Allah says the reward will be in jannat, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala protect us all, guide the ummah on sirat al-mustaqim, make it easy for our brothers and sisters in the environment of the prison. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite them with their family members. Allah protect our brothers in Palestine, in Burma, in Chechnya, in Syria, and guide us to keep be steadfast on Quran and Sunnah wherever we are in the month of Ramadan, out of the month of Ramadan. The test of iman is not in Ramadan in the masjid. The test of iman is when you're at the mall, when you're at the airport, when you're in your business, when you're at home, that you are Allah conscious. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.